Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm Linda. I'm doing a countdown on the clock here. Five. I'm going to call the meeting to order, and I would like to have our newest board member, Jamie Goggin, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's what happens when you don't sign in.
We have the roll call.
And
Mr. Robertson had called me. He is not going to be here today, so he is excused. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes for the August 21st meeting, Ms. Hawkins?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Dodd has a second on a question. All in favor, by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Let me tell you, we've got a lot of stuff on the agenda today. We have five speakers, but before I get to the speakers, I'm going to do a couple of things here. First off, is Drew, is it Toho? Did I pronounce that right? Is he here? If you can come on back, and Jamie, if you could join me. And Jamie Goggin brought this to my attention. We have somebody that made the Eagle Scout.
Yes, sir.
And it's, am I pronouncing that right, Toho?
Tojo.
That was close. For exemplary dedication commitment that recognizes that Drew Tojo has successfully achieved a distinguished rank of Eagle Scout, we want to congratulate you on this achievement. And the reason we like to do this, and let me tell you, as an employer, we have like 900 employees here in Madison County. And if I get an application that comes across my desk and I see Eagle Scout on it, let me tell you, folks, I pay attention. It's not easy to be an Eagle Scout. We appreciate what you've done. Now, I'm going to put you online real fast here. I know you had to do something, like a special project to become Eagle Scout.
Yes.
Would you let us know what you did?
I built a 10 by 30 stage up at Willoughby Farms, which is like a heritage farm, kind of a, like, I don't know, kind of a volunteer service thing. And it just is a place where kids can go and, like, learn about nature, animals, and just anything that has to do with something that's not electronic.
Apologize. We have quite a few of these today. I'll do them as fast as I can. But can I have the Troy Lions Club come down, and Gene Myers and Roger Alons, if you would join me. I happen to be a member of the Troy Lions Club. Some people think I was there when it started, but I was not. Okay? Okay. This is their 75th anniversary as a Lions Club, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves when we get done here. One of these happens to be Gene Myers' husband, and that's John. And but this is the County Board of Madison County, Illinois resolution commemorating 75 years of service by the Troy Lions Club. Whereas the Troy Lions Club was founded in 1938 and since then has been devoted to serving the greater Troy community, and whereas the Lions Club purposes include creating and fostering a spirit of understanding among people of the world, promoting principles of good government and good citizenship, and taking an active interest in the civic, cultural, social, and moral welfare of the community. And whereas the Troy Lions Club are key programs of supporting sight and sound research and health and helping citizens who are hearing and visually impaired are a great benefit to those that otherwise are unable to afford care for these needs. And whereas the County Board wishes to congratulate the Troy Lions Club for the many years of service to the community of Troy, now therefore be it resolved by the County Board of Manson County, Illinois, that it hereby commemorates the 75th anniversary of the Troy Lions Club, adopted this 18th day of September, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza, the County Clerk. Gene, would you like to make this an affirmative motion?
I make that motion.
And Mr. Alines, got a second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. I got to tell you, I belong to a lot of organizations. And one of the best organizations I belong to is the Troy Lions Club. These people work hard, every single one of them. They just, what they do for the Troy community is just unbelievable. The Troy homecoming would not have been successful without their help. I mean, I just cannot say enough about every one of these people. And I work in the stands with these people. And these are the workers. They're the ones that, you know, you have a lot of members that don't show up for all the functions and that. These are the worker bees at the Troy Lions Club, and I want to welcome them here to the county board. And I don't want to get in trouble if I forget somebody's name, so I'm going to have you introduce yourselves real fast. Just let us know who you are.
I'm Dean McPeak.
You're Lion Dean McPeak.
Lion Dean McPeak.
Lion John Myers.
Lion Bill Adamite.
Lion Tim Greenfield.
I'm Lion Gene Myers.
Lion Don.
We have
Lion Lois Adamite.
And Bill and Lewis, by the way, are the mother and father of the new mayor of Troy, Alan Adamite, who I think is going to be doing a tremendous job for the city of Troy. I don't know who
and
to...
He's also a Lion.
And I'm going to give this all to you. And if someone would like to speak a little bit about the Troy Lions Club, you're more than welcome to do it.
Don,
we're going to have you do this, and we're going to pose for a picture in a second here.
Okay.
If you want to get in the picture, we got a photographer to take the picture for you. Okay.
Get it right.
Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. Well, I've been a member of the Lions Club for 30 years. Wayne Greenfield here has been 30 years. A lot of the others here are 10, 15, 20 years. And it is a lot of work, but it's a labor of love. And a lot of people come into our organizations. Some don't make it. But there's a lot to do and stay around, and we have a good core group. And I'd like to invite all of you next year to Detroit Homecoming and spend some money. Thank you.
We're just going to try to get everybody in here to take a picture.
Thank you very much. Hey, Tom, thank you very much. Good.
Coming up.
I knew you looked familiar.
Hey, if I could have, we have another resolution honoring the Edwardsville High School economics team. Are they here today? You can come on down. Are you the whole team? Okay. You must be really good. Okay. You must be really good. Okay. This is County Board of Manson County, Illinois resolution honoring the Edwardsville High School Economics Team. Whereas the Edwardsville High School Economics Team recently competed in the Illinois Economic Challenge State Finals whereas one of Edwardsville's teams, consisting of Tim Chen, okay, Sterling Coleman Selby, Dylan Shallow, and Rick Veach. Okay, and by the way, I did not read this before now, so excuse me. Excelled in the competition, including scoring a perfect 100 in the final round to win the state championship. And whereas the team advanced to the National Economics Challenge, where they placed 18th place in the nation, and whereas the Edwardsville High School economics team demonstrated high levels of comprehension and application of economic concepts and skills in competing at the state and national levels, and whereas the economics teacher and coach Adam Kester, I'm going to get this yet, helped prepare the team for the competition. He has been recognized for outstanding practices and teaching economic courses. Now, therefore, be resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes the Edwardsville High School Economics team for outstanding achievement for winning the 2013 Illinois High School Economics Challenge, adopted this 18th day of September 2013. I will entertain a motion from Jack Minner. You want to make that a motion, Mr. Minner?
Yes, sir.
Do we have a second, Ms. Gorman? We have a motion and a second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Are you the instructor?
Yes.
Okay, and if we could have you say a few words, if you don't mind. And if I could, while he's speaking, have everyone that represents Edwardsville come on down. I apologize. I should have had you do that before.
Thank you. The foursome who placed at the top of the state this past year now at either the University of Indiana, the University of Illinois, Drake, or Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. So I humbly accept this on behalf of them and on behalf of the other students who I have in economics. And I think this is it's a great representation of what we do at Edwardsville High School. It's a representation of career and technical education, and how we help to try to prepare people for the workplace, and use all those wonderful English and math tools in an applied fashion to try to better themselves and prepare themselves for college and beyond. So, thank you.
Take off. Uh-oh. Edwardsville's next again. Edwardsville's they get on the floor all the time. Okay. This is a county board. First off, is the Edwardsville American Legion State Championship baseball team here. And if you could all come down.
I got recruits for the economic team,
really?
The baseball team.
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
My son, Mr. Walker. It's my nephew. Zachary.
First one?
No. He's behind the guy in the blue shirt. Yeah.
Take your time.
He didn't say no to you.
Okay. And one of these is Debbie Ming Mendoza's nephew.
Yes.
So which one is that? Okay, we won't hold that against you at today's meeting. Okay? You're the one that's going to be speaking for the team. Okay. This is a County Board of Madison County, Illinois resolution honoring the Edwardsville American Legion State Championship baseball team. Whereas the Edwardsville American League Post 199 baseball team recently completed its 2013 season, whereas the team excelled throughout the season with a 38-7 record and advanced to the state finals, and whereas the team competed at its highest level and defeated Moline to win the Illinois State Championship, and whereas the team advanced to the Great Lakes Regional Championship game in Taylor Holt, Indiana, before being eliminated from the American Legion World Series tournament, whereas Coach Ken Shockey, okay, has coached the team for 32 years, and this state championship is his second to go along with a national championship in 1998. Whereas the Madison County Board recognizes the team and its coaches for their hard work and commitment that has brought their communities this honor. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes the Edwardsville American Legion baseball team for an outstanding season and for winning the 2013 Illinois State Baseball Championship, adopted this 18th day of September 2013. Could I have a motion, please?
So moved.
We got a motion from Brenda this time.
Second
by Ann, right? Second, we have a motion and a second. You almost got a second motion. I couldn't find him. We have a motion and a second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. And could I have the coach come up, Ken, and say a few words, if you don't mind.
As you said, I have been doing this for 32 years, and I will tell you that this is one of the finest teams that I've had in that period of time, in that they were actually a team. They supported each other, and they really fed on each other's abilities and emotions during the tournament. It was really a pleasure to coach them. The unfortunate part, as was pointed out, we in the championship game, we were one game away from advancing to the World Series again, and we lost 3-1. But with that being said, they're a very fine group of young men. They were a pleasure to be a part of this. I thank the American Legion. I thank Larry. I appreciate the effort that and support that we have had from the American Legion throughout the years that I've been involved, and the effort that the kids put. I'm the one that's up here speaking, I know, but I'm not the one that was out there in the 100-degree weather and really putting forth the effort for 2 or 3 hours at a time to advance and do that. And that's these fine young men here. Can I introduce them? Is that
yes,
okay?
Yes, I would
okay.
like you to.
I have with me one of my pitchers, Alex Lay, my third baseman, Matt Huelsman, another pitcher, Matt Boyven, my pitching coach, assistant coach, Tim Stunkel, another one of my pitchers, Zach Sparks, and my assistant coach, Don Shockey. That would be my father.
Is that good enough? Let's get a picture. If we can try to get everybody up here. I know it might be crowded. What do you... We'll get you in here somehow.
I didn't want to take the microphone away from you.
Big boy.
No, I'm having to be in the back.
Yeah. We'll try to get it. Jamie, we'll try to get you in here. And,
that's okay.
See?
That's what I was trying to avoid. Okay.
We also have, we allow 5 speakers to speak before our meeting if they sign up beforehand. So we do have 5 speakers. And the first, I do these as the order they come in. Do we have Mr. Diver here, Bob Diver? Bob, I'm going to ask you to keep this within 3 minutes because we have a large agenda and I want to try to move on. Keeping them within 2 is even better. And we start the clock when they start speaking, and at 3 minutes, I will cut you off.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, it's a statutory obligation of the regional superintendent to come before the county board annually to answer questions about our annual report. This past month in your mailbox, you should have received this annual report, which reflected the revenues that were generated through the regional office, which yielded in services to our children and our teaching staff in Madison County of $1,974,999. Those are services that are expended in addition to the county budget and revenues that are gained through grants and federal and state programs that we participate in. It is my privilege as regional superintendent to serve the 40,298 students in this county, as well as 5,302 private and parochial students, as well as those teachers and those staffs. As many of the accomplishments that were shared with you this evening from young people, I think, exemplify the greatness of schools in Madison County and the programs that exist in those. It is my honor as regional superintendent to tell you tonight that all public schools in Madison County are fully recognized. And there's not everybody that can say that. And as you listen to the news and you hear about the quality of programs in the greater metropolitan area, not all schools are fully recognized, and they are in Madison County. Just in closing, our 13 districts continue to work very hard, provide the most utmost education to our students, and continue to have high performance on test scores, to make their families and them proud and to gain and be prosperous citizens for the future. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Diver. Thank you. The next person we have is a Sue Ann Archer, who's going to speak on, is she here, Sue Ann?
Yes.
Yeah, Sue Ann, if, I won't start until you get up here and when you start speaking. And by the way, if you have something you want to put, Bob, if you have something you want to put to, in a minute, we can get, if you can get a copy to Debbie, we'll make sure it gets in a minute. And same thing, okay, same thing with you, Sue.
Thank you. The most important part of the Morrison Road railroad closure is that a connecting road be built so that those of us who live on Lakeview Drive, Raff Road, and other surrounding roads will be able to exit our neighborhood in a timely manner. In addition to this, the new safety road will also allow for a safe passage of emergency vehicles into and out of our neighborhood during times of emergency and natural disasters. However, until the safety road is built, the residents in this area and are continue to be vulnerable to a safety issue. That is why I hope that only this connecting safety road is made a top priority, but the only connection to the safety road prior to is being built any time else, but that the new road will be high enough so there's no flooding issues. I am here to thank Madison County, Granite City, the State of Illinois, Namioke, Pontoon Beach, and Schroeder Township for all their financial support in making this possible. It means so much to my community and me that you all came together and through your hard work, persistence, compassion, made our neighborhood a safer place with the promise of this new road. I would also like to thank Senator William Haynes, Sheriff Robert Hertz, and last but not least, I would like to thank my dear and special friend, our Madison County Board member, Helen Hawkins. It was Helen who first brought this matter to our attention, and without her, none of this would be possible. Thank you, and I'm sorry.
Okay, you did very good. And be honest with you, Sue, we like to have somebody come and thank us for something good once in a while, so you're welcome back. And I want to give credit to Helen on this also. I can't say enough about Mayor Eddie Hagnar from Granite City, Bob Hertz, and other people that worked on this, Madison County Highway. It is a win-win situation, so I appreciate everything what everybody did. The next speaker we have on the agenda is a Terry Rollins, who is going to speak about is Terry Rollins here? Terry, if you come on down, I'll let you. We won't start the clock until you get down here. Yes.
All right. Let me move this thing here. I'm here to support the demolition of the house at 5141 Lakeview Drive, Granite City. The house's original owners passed away years ago, and since then, numerous people who don't own the house or have a lease on the home have lived there. There has been no effort to maintain or repair the property until the Madison County Codes Enforcement Office became involved. Even after the county issued numerous warnings and fines, the occupants would only grudgingly begin to clean up the property, but still they wouldn't repair the home. To date, the house is still in a state of disrepair. Utilities to the home have been disconnected for a very long time, almost a year. By tearing down the house, it will improve the neighborhood's appearance and the safety of all involved that live nearby the house. And that's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe we have a Trevor Bone that's going to speak on the, I think it's the same thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Ready to go? All right, I'm here to back up what Terry Rollins had just discussed about 5140 Lakeview Drive. The people that have been there since the owners have been deceased, the property has went down. There's been trash strolled throughout the neighborhood. The people that are brought over
to that property from the people who squat there or had been squatting there currently. They're all just bad element. We have rodents and bugs coming from the address. We've taken numerous complaints to Ms. Helen Hawkins, Sheriff Bob Hertz, as well as the planning and zoning. And with their efforts, we have seen some relief out there. However, the house still stands, and the bad element still appears on a regular basis coming around at that address. So we all in the neighborhood believe that condemning it and tearing it down would be the best thing for the neighborhood, would increase property values, as well as everyone could go back to enjoying life. It's been hindered tremendously by everyone at this address in the last 5 years that I've been present. Again, I would like to thank Sheriff Bob Hertz and Ms. Helen Hawkins for all your efforts. Thank you very much. That's all I had.
Okay. And the last speaker we have today is Bob Despain. You also have 3 minutes. When you take your time coming down, Mr. Despain, after 2.5, you hear me do that, and at 3 minutes, I'll cut you off. But just take your time, please. Until you start, Mr. Despain.
That's it. That's better. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good evening. Bob Despain, 108 Linwood. The Open Meetings Act is a state law that regulates this public body. The current Attorney General made changes effective January 1, 2010. That means for well over 3 years, Madison County has failed to comply with certain sections. Section 4 of the Act states, any person violating the Act shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. Section .201 states, all meetings shall be held at specified times and places which are convenient and open to the public. On August 14th, I arrived at this building at 7:30 a.m. to attend the Information Tech meeting at 8 a.m. It was on a Wednesday, and neither the time nor the place was convenient for the public. I recently found the Finance and Government Operations Committee met on Tuesday, September 10th at 8 a.m. That clearly is not convenient to the public, particularly for working segment that finances a large part of the county's income. The schedule shows tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m., the Finance and Government Operations Committee is to meet. That means the working segment will clearly endure inconvenience should they try to attend. Further, seniors, even octogenarians like myself, will find it extremely inconvenient to drive in heavy workforce traffic. In this particular committee case, the meeting could have been scheduled for 7 p.m. this evening, making it not only convenient, but also cost-effective. I hope from this moment forward, our state's attorney would feel compelled to enforce the misdemeanor section of the state law. Finally, if what I have said has validity, then Madison County was overrated in a recent survey. But if what I have said does not have validity, I beg the state's attorney to notify me so that I can apologize. Thank you for your attention.
We have a very large agenda, so First thing we're going to do is the correspondence.
Chairman, there is no correspondence this evening. However, I do have the monthly report for the county clerk, circuit clerk, and recorder, the monthly report for the regional superintendent of schools, the monthly report for the coroner, the monthly population report from the sheriff's office, and the treasurer's monthly investment report.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
No, sir.
We have no appointments this time, which is good. Could I have the Buildings and Facilities Management Committee, Mr. Adler?
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I move that we approve a resolution for the 2013 holiday schedule for the month of October.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Mr. Adler?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the executive committee has two resolutions. Mr. Minner, would you bring those in, please?
Yes, I will. Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the executive committee has two items for your consideration this evening. We have a resolution accepting a labor agreement with ASME, a resolution concerning wages for non-bargaining unit employees, and I move for your approval.
We have a motion. We have a second by Mr. Holliday. On the question, does everyone understand the ASME contract? I mean, do you want us to go over it with you a little bit, or does...
I have a question.
Okay.
I understand that I just heard about this today.
Yes.
I understand it was a $450 bonus. And
yes.
Then 0% next year.
Two and a half. That is correct.
Which would be a 7% increase over 4 years plus the bonus.
That is correct, I guess.
I would just like to state that I feel personally that the private sector doesn't necessarily get raises every year. 7% over 4 years is pretty steep. In the private sector, and I just wanted to make it known that I'm not against giving raises whatsoever. I just think it needs to be a little more reasonable sometimes. I understand there are negotiations in place. I will be voting no, and I just wanted to let everyone know why.
And I appreciate that. We went through a good process of negotiation, and you know, and it was very important for us to get a zero from 1 year because I think that's going to – it doesn't cumulative. And I have to give credit to the unions for doing it also. And then two and a half, I thought it was a pretty fair contract. But I got to tell you, you know, I'm proud of what this board has done in the past because just to let you know, when we went through this process, I've been chairman now for 10 years. We got 235 less employees today than what we have when I took over. And we made some very, very tough decisions together. Not just me. I mean, Democrats, Republicans working together made those decisions. Our payroll, even with these increases that we are giving our union personnel, are lower than the payroll that we had 4 years ago. So, I mean, we're really trying to trim things. I can't give the board enough credit for what you have done in holding the line, and I want to really appreciate what you've done. I think it's a fair contract. I will entertain any other things. And by the way, there was a comment about we didn't have this in the packet. The reason we don't put it in the packet is the unions voted for this on Monday. We didn't put it on a packet because they asked us to hold off on it for their membership would vote for it. If their membership did not vote for it, we would not be voting on it today. So this has already been approved by the ASME union. Okay? Any other questions? Roll call. Motion carried. Okay. Mr. Minner, under Finance Committee, I've been asked for you to bring in 10 and 11 separately, please.
Yes, sir.
So bring in everything else but those two.
The Finance Committee and Government Operations Committee has 12 items for your approval this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation 2013 family violence grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2014 juvenile redeploy grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2014 juvenile justice grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2014 adult redeploy grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2014 child advocacy center D DCFS grant, immediate emergency appropriation, animal population control fund, resolution to renew 2-year maintenance contract for M100 optical scan precinct tabulator for the Madison County Clerk, resolution approving the Madison County Flood Prevention District and the Southwest Illinois Flood Prevention Council fiscal year 2014 budget and annual report. We're skipping 10 and 11, bringing them in separate. And number 12 is a resolution authorizing settlement for the self-funded liability program file number 06-20-007. This is signed by all members of the committee. Move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second by Mr. Holliday. On a question, roll call. Motion carried. Mr. Minner, if you could bring in both 10 and 11, please.
Thank you. We have a resolution authorizing the assurance of issuance of general obligation bonds of the County of Madison, Illinois, to finance improvements to the county jail. Resolution engaging and approving the service of consultants and professionals in connection with the issuance of general obligation bond for the county. This also is signed by all members of the committee. Move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second by Mr. Holliday.
Can I make an amendment?
What's that?
To the resolution to 10. Can I amend that resolution?
I'm sorry. Hold on. I'll get you in just a second. Mr. Minter, do you have any comments on that yet?
Do I have any comments?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't, we can have.
I think it's a very good program that we have going. This is a proper time to do this. So the jail is in dire need of repairs. There's been a study made. Everybody can see the things that we're having problems with the jail. Also, the bonds can be renewed at the interest rates that we have now. And it's my opinion that the interest rates are not going to go down. I think they can only go up. So I'm definitely approve of this.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Lisa, I'll have you go now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'd like to amend the resolution, amendment to the resolution authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds of the County of Madison, Illinois, to finance improvements to the Madison County Jail. I circulated this to all 29 board members. I'll just give a brief summary if that's okay. That is an advisory referendum to the county board hereby provides that an advisory proposition appear as a referendum on the ballot in the general primary election to be held on March 18, 2014, as followed. Should the Madison County Board pass a resolution authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $18.8 million for the purpose of renovating the Madison County Jail? And I'd like a roll call vote if possible.
Second.
Okay. And on to question, I'm going to have the state's attorney speak to that. Mr. Gibbons.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lisa, could I clarify, is the amendment that you've offered a request for a binding or an advisory referendum?
Advisory, sir.
Okay.
It can't be a binding to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, I would agree. That is correct that a binding resolution could not be passed by the Madison County Board that would place this issue on the ballot for a vote by the public. The only way that this issue would be able to come before the public by referendum is for the county board to approve this resolution and then for the proper statutory procedures, meaning a notice being posted in the newspaper and then individuals collecting signatures in an amount of 10% of registered voters in that 30-day period. So if the intent is to have this placed before the voters and give voters a say-so and an opportunity to vote on this matter, the only way to do that is by a referendum. And the county board cannot pass a resolution that would put a binding referendum on the ballot.
It's not binding, it's advisory.
I understand that. I just want to make sure that everyone understands that a vote on this amendment will have no practical legal effect. it will not place this issue on the ballot. So I just want to make sure that that's clear.
In a binding, it would be non-binding.
It's non-binding. It has no legal effect. It has absolutely no legal effect to pass this amendment.
Any other comments or questions before we get to that?
I do have a comment.
Yes.
On this project, I'm on the building committee, and I'm not opposed to this project, and we've discussed it a little bit for the last few months, but just a little bit. I never saw, and I know you had a special meeting a couple Wednesdays ago. I couldn't make it because I was out of town on business. I have never seen a plan or itemized list on this project. No one has sent anything to me on that. I did listen to the recording for the special meeting, and even on the building committee, I would have thought I would have seen this plan in one of the meetings. I would like us to look further, or wish we would have looked further into short-term financing to utilize some of the cash on hand to be able to save the taxpayers some money. I understand that reissuing this bond is going to cost approximately $190,000, whereas if we didn't reissue the bond, we wouldn't be raising that bond 4% for the next 20 years. I think it'd be a win-win for the taxpayers. But since I haven't seen any information on the other financing that we may or may not have looked at, I don't know the answer to that. I don't feel comfortable that I know enough about the project or how we're going to pay for it to make a yes vote on this.
Okay. Any other comments? Because I want to make sure anybody has comments, I want to make sure they're heard.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. This is about the amendment, and we vote on the amendment.
Okay.
And at that point, you want to go into the details of the project. Well, we're voting on the project then, as I understand it, under Robert's rules.
Can we do that, or how do we do that, Mr. Gibbons?
You can vote on the amendment and then move forward on it. Was the advisory was this matter placed on the agenda of the county board? The amendment?
No, sir.
No.
Would you like?
No, it wasn't. But it's a legal amendment,
okay,
Mr. Parliamentarian. And all I'm trying to get people from being confused is that at this point, when there's an amendment, at that point we can just discuss the amendment. And that point, whether it's voted up or down, then we can go on to the rest of the project.
Yes.
Lest people vote in a way that they weren't planning to.
You are correct, Mr. Adler. The first issue before the board is whether or not the amendment will be added to the resolution.
Okay. So we're voting for exactly what are we voting? What is the for a non-binding resolution on the March?
The amendment.
March 18, 2014. That's what we're voting for?
I believe that is correct.
I have a question.
Okay. I'm sorry, who's got that?
Wait.
Yes, Ms.
What's
Coon.
The difference between non-binding and advisory?
Go ahead.
Well, the advisory is simply, it's just a supportive or non-supportive. I mean, it has no legal effect.
So it's the same thing?
Yeah.
Than a non-binding?
Yeah, it's non-binding. Yeah, it has no practical legal effect. If the county board does not have the legal authority to place this issue in front of the voters as a referendum, that's not the process. The county board doesn't have the ability to do that. So this amendment has no practical legal effect as far as moving this issue forward to the voters to allow them to have a say-so on it.
Question.
Who has that question? Ms. Hawkins, or who has it?
Over here.
I'm sorry, Ms. Dalton.
If we vote for the advisory referendum, do they still have to have the 10% voters' signatures?
The county board doesn't have authority to place a referendum on the ballot. So
they still have to come up with this 10% voter signatures.
If the county board passes the resolution, number C-10, then at that point, if someone wishes to take out petitions to have this placed on the ballot, then they can do so. And within 30 days, there's a publication. Mm-hmm. There's publication that's required to be done. And then individuals can go and seek the signatures. And if they file a petition with the necessary number of proper signatures within 30 days, then the matter will be placed on the ballot as a referendum. But a vote by the county board on the amendment does not place the issue in front of the voters.
Okay.
And I don't know how to get past, you know, I don't want to, I'll speak to the issue when we talk to the jail thing as far as, you know, I'll try to give all the information that we can. Before we get to that point, does anybody else have any comments? Because I, you know, yes.
So in other words, whether we vote for this or not, it has no legal effect on it going on the ballot.
The amendment has no legal effect.
Right. I mean, if that's going to be placed on a ballot, then it would have to be placed on by signatures being secured, some 17,000 or whatever signatures secured in 30 days. We have no we can't keep that from happening as far as the signatures.
Oh, no, definitely not. No,
but,
absolutely.
But us passing this has no effect on any aspect of it.
Passing the amendment will not cause anything to happen.
This is the dilemma that you face, and I'm going to try to put this. Does anybody have to speak to the amendment? Because, Chairman, you get the last spoke. I get to speak last.
Yeah, I have something to say, Mr. Chairman. Just for the purposes of clarity, now, if we adopt this amendment, this issue will go to the voters, will it not?
No.
No.
As an advisory referendum?
No, it doesn't. The county board does not have the authority to place this issue on the ballot, no matter what kind of referendum you ask for.
So the only remedy is to go out and get the 10% of the signatures, and at that point, and only that point, it becomes binding.
That's correct. Then at that point, it is placed on the ballot for the voters to have their say. But the only way to move it forward to that process is to pass C-10.
You know, I understand people might have issues with this, and I'm going to try to explain my position. First off, does anybody else have any comments on this? Ms. Coon.
This is 30 days from when?
30 days from when we pass, that you can get the signature. Okay.
30 days from publication in the newspaper.
Okay. Is anybody?
I guess I'm lost, Mr. Chairman, because I don't know why we're voting on something.
Well, let me. I will have a comment to that in a minute. Mr. Minner.
Well, I'd just like to point out to everyone that at the present time, the interest rates are lower than I think, in my opinion, and people that I talk to are going to be lower than they will be a year from now or 6 months from now or 2 years from now. And I think it would save us a lot of money to do this right now.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
I do, sir.
My only question is, so we can't even place a non-binding resolution on the...
Not on this issue. Not on the issue of county, of the issuance of bonds on for jail improvement.
Really?
No. Is there a way, you're the parliamentarian, sir, is there a way that we could give the voters their say in this matter legally?
They need to get the signatures.
Null and void.
Getting the signatures.
Okay.
Yeah, the only way, because what will happen is if Resolution C-10 is passed and within 30 days the signatures have not been turned in with the petition, proper signatures haven't been turned in, then the resolution takes full force and effect. So by the time it would go onto a ballot, it would be beyond that time.
Wouldn't the amendment then be out of order? Well, if it has no purpose at all?
It doesn't serve
took up about 7 minutes of our time.
And it's blocking for me from getting to the discussion of this item. I understand people have concerns with this, and we'd like to get to the issue. And once again, even if it was, this is the dilemma. Let's say even it was an advisory thing and we could do it. Let's say we can actually put it on as advisory thing. You're going to be making a decision in just a few minutes to do it or not, and an advisory is going to be after the effect. It doesn't make sense. So I think what we need to do is basically this doesn't mean anything, so let's just move on and talk about the resolution. And I'll be glad to answer any questions on the resolutions. Mr. Petrello.
Ms. Campoli brought forth this resolution, and I think she did it in the form of a motion. Was that seconded?
Yes.
It was.
It was seconded?
Yeah.
I would respectfully ask that she might withdraw this motion so that we could do away with the confusion, since this really has no bearing whatsoever on what the public can do. In terms of voting, they need 10%.
And it's going to confuse the public.
Absolutely.
I think what will happen is the public will think that this is going to happen. I think you're confusing. I don't have any trouble. First off, the board is going to make this decision. We don't even know what the board is going to do yet. Okay, so would you, you know, it doesn't have any effect. So I would like, you know, could you withdraw that and then we get to discussion of the item?
Could I change and ask it to be tabled?
You can try it. You can, anytime you want to try first off, take that one off, and I will allow a motion to table.
Motion to table. Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Motion to table is always in order. It's a privileged motion. So the motion to table is the motion made now, and at that point, if the board approves it, there's a second, and the board approves it, then the issue is moot.
Second.
Is that correct? He's the attorney. He's the one I'm going to follow.
Correct.
So we have a motion to table. And we have a second, so we cannot discuss a motion to table. All in favor of the table to a motion to table, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Okay. I think.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. I think we'll ask for a roll call vote.
Let's have a roll call vote on that.
Correct.
We're voting on a motion to table.
Lisa, who made the motion?
Mr. Chairman, did she withdraw the motion? Because if she did, I did not hear that.
She did not.
No, there was
Well, what are we?
a motion to table takes precedence.
I can't even let discussion. We got to vote on a motion to table. I cannot let discussion go on.
Okay.
So now you're voting on a motion to table.
Lisa, did you make the motion to table or did Mr. Adler?
She made the motion to table. He seconded it. My point is that the motion to table, the motion to adjourn, and a point of order are privileged motions, and they cannot be discussed, and they have to be voted on.
We know. Who made the motion? All we ask is, who made the motion?
I made the
Lisa
motion
made
to table.
I will withdraw my motion.
Mr. Madison made a second. So Lisa Champoli and Madison. So we have a...
Mick, I need you to second, please.
Oh, okay.
This is the motion to table. And hold on just a second, and we'll have a roll call for tabling.
Second on this?
Judy, yeah. Do you mind making this?
What do I do? Just push
okay,
that again?
It's fine. So. Judy's going to make the second, Mick. Is that
okay? If that's okay, just...
Okay.
All right, roll call.
Roll.
No.
I don't even know what I'm doing. Voting to table, yes. I think. Yes.
So we're voting the guy off on third base. I'm not sure which.
What is the vote?
15 to 13.
What is it?
15 ayes.
Resolution is tabled.
15 ayes to table.
Okay, the motion, it is tabled. Okay, thank you. Okay. Mr. Minner, on number D, if you could bring that in, please.
Resolution to purchase four Dell PowerEdge M620 blade server, one blade server enclosed, two PowerEdge 1-0 aggregator for the Madison County Information Technology Department. Move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
No.
We have a second now by Mr. Holliday on a question. Roll call. Dalton. Okay. Motion carried, Mr. Minner. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Grants Committee, Finance, Government Operations Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow county board members. The Grants Committee has one resolution for you to consider, a resolution awarding bids for weatherization for HVAC contractor. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Mr. Brazier and Mr. McRae.
Sorry.
Ms. Chief.
Mr.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Information Systems Committee, Finance and Government Operations Committee, Ms. Mars.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. We have a single resolution to renew the Cisco SmartNet maintenance for the Madison County Information Technology Department, and I move that it be approved.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
I have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Mars?
Not tonight. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have Personnel and Labor Relations Committee. Mr. You're in the wrong place, Mr. Mark. Ms. Roosevelt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we approve two items. First one, the resolution authorizing continuation of the self-funded health benefits program and the health savings account program. And the second resolution authorizing Madison County to contract with a third party for flexible spending account claims administrations. And I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Aye. We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Roosevelt?
Thank you.
Thank you. Planning Development Committee, if you could bring in both H and I, please, I would appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Resolution 1, to amend the Madison County Zoning Ordinance for the R6 Manufactured Home Park District. Resolution 2, is a resolution authorizing the demolition of unsafe buildings and structures. Please note that the committee tabled item 2 for 60 days on this resolution.
Okay.
Location 2.
Okay.
Resolution 3 is resolution authorizing solid waste environmental pilot grant for 2013. And a resolution authorizing supplemental matching funds to Heartlands Conservatory for 2013. I so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on a question.
Question.
Yes.
When the committee tabled, are you saying they tabled it for 60 days in the past, or they tabled it for 60 days now on H2?
Relation to the buildings.
Item 2 on that list hasn't been in the system that long. It's near where I live, and we wanted to give the people involved that are fighting in court over the property a little bit more time to get their issues resolved before we move forward with this property.
Okay, so if you tabled H2, why are we voting on it?
We're not voting on item number 2.
We're not.
It's tabled.
There was a single property. That
it's just a single property. There is seven properties on this resolution.
So just so I understand this right, item 2 of H2 is tabled for 60 days, but everything else is okay to go with.
That is correct.
Item number 2.
Okay. That is correct. Okay. Okay.
Number 2.
That is correct.
No.
H2.
H number 2.
We do want that Lake Drive, Lakeview Drive.
Yeah.
And that's a goal, right, to be.
Do you hear a question? Speaking to the mic, Hill.
That was, the people were here, and they've been fighting that house on Lakeview Drive. One of them was that. And we were happy to see that it will be demolished. So now that doesn't interfere with that, does it? This number 2 under I.
Number 2
on H.
4455 McCoy Road, Bethalto, Illinois, is the one we tabled.
Pardon?
It's in Bethalto, the one they tabled.
Oh, just a moment.
Okay.
We want the others tore down.
Okay. Roll call.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mr. Maher. Are you aiming to this thing here?
No.
Is that where you aim? Or?
Yeah.
Let's see if you got a battery here.
It worked every other time.
There you go, dear.
Just changing the battery.
I wasn't supposed to take it apart, huh? Look at that.
All right.
Just like brand new. Okay.
Must be me.
Votes are locked, Chairman.
Okay, motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you.
Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has a property trustee resolution, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Second. On the question. Roll call. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else from Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Chairman, fellow board members, we have one resolution. It's a resolution to fund a green funding resolution for East Main Street improvements in the village of Maryville, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Mr. Dodd, Mr. Dodd, still, there you go.
Fall asleep.
Thank you. Okay, motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
That's all.
Okay, we have on the last page, you have, can I have a motion to approve the June 19th minutes for the health meeting, Ms. Hawkins?
Yes, I make a motion. Such
is there
approve.
A second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holliday. On a question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Mr. Holliday?
I ask that the activity report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that.
And I have a statement from Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. This is National Preparedness Month. This September marks the 10th anniversary of National Preparedness Month. Over the past decade, we have learned a tremendous amount about the impact of disasters on physical and mental health. We can be proud of the strides our nation has made to become better prepared to protect health during emergencies, whether from terrorism like 9/11 or the Boston bombing, from natural disasters like tornadoes or hurricanes, or from emerging infectious diseases like H1N1 pandemic influenza. Today, we have a system in place to augment state and local health agencies with personnel, equipment, and supplies when federal help is needed to provide care and protect public health. We have frameworks and strategies that guide planning, response, and recovery. Our public health emergency preparedness and hospital preparedness programs have helped communities become better prepared for natural disasters and disease pandemics. We have at the ready a strategic national stockpile of medical countermeasures, drugs, vaccines, diagnosis, and medical supplies for health emergency. And thanks to the Project BioShield Act, we have become a global leader with a robust pipeline of new innovative drugs and products in development for use in health emergencies. While our federal family is becoming better prepared to support the nation, we know that being truly resilient requires a whole community coming together. Simply put, bystanders cannot stand by. We've seen countless times that bystanders are truly the first responders. They save lives. Each of us must be ready to help others when every minute counts. While taking a first aid class or a CPR class is always helpful, we may not need formal training to save someone's life or provide them with basic care they desperately need at that moment.
Sometimes we just need to be willing to help carry someone who was hurt to safety, provide comfort to someone who was frightened, or help someone find the medical care that they need. Being ready means being aware of potential risks, understanding where we can turn for help, and being prepared and willing to help our neighbors and community members. So I encourage everyone to talk with family, friends, and neighbors. Together, think through what to do in an emergency, find out who has special needs and requires a little extra help. As bystanders and neighbors, we can make a tremendous difference in the health of our families, our communities, and our nations. Learn more about what you can do to be ready at www.phe.gov and www.ready.gov for your information.
Thank you. Anything else before the board? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Could I suggest, I think there's still a lot of questions about the jail project.
Yes.
Could we have another meeting, a non-voting meeting between now and the next?
Be more than happy to do that.
Similar to what we did like August the 28th. I think that was a great format.
And I think I would invite everyone to attend it. I mean, you know, we could probably do that. But I think this, I don't know what the timetable now of doing this will be, because this might be delayed for a year.
I don't think it delays it. We can schedule something in early October and discuss all of this and the options.
And
okay,
Mr.
Great.
Chairman,
that'd be great, Joe. Appreciate it. Yeah.
I thought
okay.
The timeline prohibited that. I thought the vote had to be tonight.
Well, to sell the bonds and set the levy ordinance and all that, we're on that time frame. But we will have people here to answer those questions if we meet again.
Okay. One of the concerns that I continually hear is not necessarily the nature of the project. That, you know, I think everyone's in agreement that the jail needs to be renovated. The discomfort is with the financing. And what I want is us to be very transparent about it. You know, I want to know what the best option is. That's how we've survived. We set the bar in allowing our constituents to know what we're doing. And we need to continue that. We need to have their respect and respect them. Thank you.
I agree with Jean. And I do think the scope of the project should be, I think people need to better understand the scope of the project as well as the financing. I agree with you, Jean. Because we have 70 special revenue funds, and that which surprised me. And I realize most of those are restricted, but I would like to consider each and every one of those to see if there's any money we can get out of.
You know, I'm going to, and since you brought the issue up, I'm going to share, and it was tabled, so I didn't have the opportunity to do this. Okay, but I'll go over this a little bit with you. If you could put, did you turn it off? Okay, and we'll explain this again, but I want to give the public all the information they need on this project, and I'm kind of it's tabled, so this is kind of like a mute point. I don't know if that machine's on or not.
It's going to warm up.
Is Michael Babcock here? Is Michael Babcock here? He said he was going to try to make the meeting. Okay, I talked to Michael Babcock today, and he was asking me questions about this. And this is why I try to explain to Mr. Babcock, supervisor for Wood River Township. You have, in a township, you have different funds. You have the town fund, you have general assistance fund, you have Social Security fund, you have the IMRF fund, then you have the road fund, the permanent road fund, which is the oil fund, you have the special bridge fund, you have a building and equipment fund. The only thing you can use for this project is the town fund in a township. Okay? We have, as of last fiscal year, we had $116 million in a fund balance. Okay? $54 million of that is grants, highway funds, and funds held for other entities. You know, for example, Jarvis Township has $500,000 in the bank with Madison County. Those monies are restricted. Now, to give you an idea, we have $32 million in highway projects and bridge funds. We have $34 million that are at this time committed to projects. Okay? You have $15 million in proprietary funds. This includes the self-insurance insurance fund, sewer district funds, which is different from what we have. And you're going to get these in the future. We have $25 million in restricted special revenue funds that you cannot touch. So anything you have available for this issue is $22 million. That's what we have available. $22 million is in a fund balance for the general fund today. That's the only thing you have available. Ain't nothing else out there. Okay? Now, and so then if you look at what's on the screen here, the jail renovation project, we predict, would be about $18 million. Now, what people don't understand, and I think has been distorted a little bit, when we started this project, we were going to look at a $23 million bond issue to do the top portion and plus do some of the next items. Okay? We made an in-house decision to do the $18 million. Okay, for bonds, and then the rest of this money on the first things, the $6 million, has to come out of that $22 million figure. Okay, then on top of that, you have another five-year projections, which is about $3.5 million. Folks, those are the numbers. I'll listen to anyone, everyone here. I haven't had one person, not one single person on this county board tell me that this project was not good. Do I hear anything? Not one person said it's a bad project. The problem is how to fund it. You're not, the vote no on the funding, you're not going to do the project. You know, I talked to KMOX Radio. We don't even have sprinklers at the jail. The state of Illinois made us close the shelter care home, folks. They made us close it because it did not meet their specifications. What are we going to do when the state of Illinois calls us down the road, and right now they haven't done, we passed every inspection, I give credit for that, but what are we going to do when they finally say, hey, listen, you cannot house prisoners there because it doesn't meet code? It's going to cost more in the future. Now, I'm just speaking. We're not going to do this. Ain't a debate. This is me speaking. I'm going to say my words, and then we're going to close the meeting. We'll have time to discuss this. Folks, I'm open-minded about this. Tell me how you want to fund the project. Come up with ideas. We're not debating. I want to know how you're going to fund the project, and that's the issue. And I, you know, I'm open-minded about this. I think most of us think it's a worthwhile project. We just have to figure out how to do it. And let me tell you, folks.
We just want to.
I got to say this. You know, I think overall, I can't say enough good things about all of you, both Democrat and Republicans. We're going to work this out. I'm not upset. I mean, we will work this out. This is a great county. I think we are in the best county in the state of Illinois. I really do believe that, folks. I think we're in the best county in the state of Illinois. We're probably in better financial shape than any other county. But that's because we've been able to make the tough decisions. Not me, yous. And I give you guys credit. I really do give you credit. And what I would suggest we do in closing is I do like the idea that Mr. McRae came up, and I think Ms. Myers comes up. Let's have a meeting on this. We'll bring all the information we have. You know, let's discuss the issue and, you know, see where it goes.
I got a question, sir. Could we, after we get this meeting going, could we get this back to the between the committee that we're going to create and the buildings committee? Maybe we can streamline and prioritize some of this stuff, because reality, the life safety issues that are in the jail need to be taken care of, and they need to be taken care of on a priority basis. But we do need to agree to how to fund it.
Yeah, we will. You know, first off, I think what we're going to do is try to have a whole meeting, and then, you know, we'll do whatever the board decides. I mean, I'm open minded about that. Okay. And a motion to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman? Yeah, I just wanted to mention that in the many letters and say congratulations on the railroad, did get one from Senator Hayne in one line. He says, this was much more difficult by an unfortunate Supreme Court decision that gave great power to railroad. So what we did as a team is something to be congratulated for.
Thank you, Ms. Hawkins. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
A second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.